This is a very interesting question. Srila Prabhupada discusses this a little bit in the fifth canto, in his purports in the fifth canto where Rishabhdev is featured. How could such a deviation come? Well, welcome to the material world, where everything's a deviation from the principle of Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, misinterpret. I mean, the whole of Hinduism is a misinterpretation of the Vedas, or we can say much of what goes on in the name of Hinduism. And Jainism is it's another misunderstanding or misinterpretation. So don't underestimate Maya. People can misinterpret in so many ways, misunderstand in so many ways. So that's what the Jains did. They took Rishabhdev to, they misinterpreted him in their own way. So that's possible. I mean, people misinterpret Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they come up with an excuse for illicit sex. So the power of Maya is such that we can misinterpret to any extent. That's why it's Krishna sends his great pure devotees, the acharyas, to give us the clear understanding of what is the actual truth. We're so fortunate that in recent times Srila Prabhupada came to this world and gave us the clear understanding of how to understand what the actual truth is, how to practice Krishna consciousness, how to preach Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gave us a clear understanding of everything, and already so many people are misinterpreting in so many ways. So stick close to Prabhupada and everything will be all right. And as soon as you start to misinterpret this way and that way, and then we get so many deviations.